Australian government. Voting is compulsory. Your official yes-no referendum pamphlet. No case. What may change in the Constitution? Statement of the proposed changes to be made to the Constitution. The proposed law, being the Constitution Alteration, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice, 2023, would change the Constitution by inserting the following text after Chapter 8. Chapter 9. Recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Peoples. 129. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice. In recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of Australia. 1. There shall be a body to be called the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice. 2. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice may make representations to the Parliament and the Executive Government of the Commonwealth on matters relating to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. 3. The Parliament shall, subject to this Constitution, have power to make laws with respect to matters relating to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice, including its composition, functions, powers, and procedures. The proposed law would also change the Constitution by inserting the following text into the table of contents in the Constitution after the reference to Chapter 8, Alteration of the Constitution. Chapter 9. Recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Peoples. About the yes and no cases. The arguments for each case have been provided by the majority of federal members of parliament and senators who voted for or against the proposed law to alter the constitution and who desired to forward such an argument. Those who voted for the proposed law and who desired to forward such an argument have created the yes case, while those who voted against the proposed law and who desired to forward such an argument have created the no case. The word count is restricted to 2,000 words for each case by Section 11(1) of the Referendum, Machinery Provisions, Act 1984, Commonwealth. Note to reader. In the printed, typeset version of the referendum booklet, the yes and no cases appear side by side, in spreads. For accessibility versions, we are running the yes case and the no case in separate booklets. The case for voting no. A proposed law. To alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Who wrote this? The content of this argument, which can be viewed at aec.gov.au/referendums/pamphlet.htm, was authorised by a majority of those members of Parliament who voted against the proposed law and desired to forward such a case. This text has been published without amendment by the Electoral Commissioner. Beginning of the no case. Reasons to vote no. A summary. This referendum is not simply about recognition. This voice proposal goes much further. If passed, it would represent the biggest change to our constitution in our history. It is legally risky, with unknown consequences. It would be divisive and permanent. If you don't know, vote no. Risky. We all want to help Indigenous Australians in disadvantaged communities. However, this voice is not the answer and presents a real risk to our system of government. This voice specifically covers all areas of executive government. This means no issue is beyond its reach. The High Court would ultimately determine its powers, not the Parliament. It risks legal challenges, delays, and dysfunctional government. Unknown. No details have been provided on how members of the voice would be chosen or how it would operate. Australians are being asked to vote first before these details are worked out. Australians should have details before the vote, not after. We don't know how it will work. We don't know who will be on it. But we do know it will permanently divide us as Australians. Some Voice supporters say this would just be a first step to reparations and compensation and other radical changes. So, what would come next? Divisive. Enshrining a voice in the Constitution for only one group of Australians means permanently dividing our country. It creates different classes of citizenship through an unknown body that has the full force of the Constitution behind it. Many Indigenous Australians do not support this. Permanent. Putting a voice in the Constitution means it's permanent. We will be stuck with negative consequences. 10 reasons to vote no. 1. This voice is legally risky. Australia's Constitution is our most important legal document. Every word can be open to interpretation. Australia hasn't changed its constitution since 1977. This would be the biggest change to our democracy in Australia's history. It is a leap into the unknown. This voice has not been road tested. There is no comparable constitutional body like this anywhere in the world. Enshrining a voice in the Constitution means it is open to legal challenge and interpretation by the High Court. Legal experts don't agree and can't know for sure how the High Court will interpret such a constitutional change. Quote, I would foresee a decade or more of constitutional and administrative law litigation arising out of a voice. End quote. Ian Callanan, AC, KC, former High Court judge. Footnote 1. This opens a legal can of worms. 2. There are no details. This is a big decision. However, the government won't reveal key details before the vote. We don't know how it will help disadvantaged communities and close the gap. We don't know how many members this voice would have. We don't know if they would be elected or chosen or how this would occur. We don't know how it would make representations or be held accountable. These details would only be worked through after Australians have voted. According to the Yes campaign, it doesn't make sense to have details before the vote. Quote, it doesn't make any sense to do that detailed consultation until we have the support of the Australian people to change the Constitution. End quote. Yes 23 brochure. This is the wrong way around. You wouldn't buy a house without inspecting it or a car without test driving it. Yet you are being asked to vote to change our constitution without details. Australians shouldn't be asked to sign a blank check. Quote, how can Australians possibly agree to something where we don't know the detail? End quote. Senator Karen Liddle, Shadow Minister for Child Protection and the Prevention of Family Violence, an Aranda woman. 3. It divides us. Enshrining in our constitution a body for only one group of Australians means permanently dividing Australians. Many Indigenous Australians do not agree with this. Quote, this voice will not unite us, it will divide us by race. End quote. Senator Jacinta Nampajimpa Price, Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians and Walpri woman. This goes against a key principle of our democratic system, that all Australians are equal before the law. Quote, the inclusion of the proposed Section 129 would mean that we become a nation where, whenever we or our ancestors first came to this country, we are not all equal. End quote. David Jackson, AM, KC, former federal court judge. Footnote 2. Our Constitution belongs to all Australians. Our Parliament is there to represent all Australians. It now includes a record 11 Indigenous members and senators. Our national anthem was recently changed to reflect the fact we are one and free. By contrast, this voice would permanently divide Australians in law and spirit. Quote, "We're all Australians, and that's the way it should end up. It shouldn't be divided by this so-called voice, which is going to split this country right down the centre." End quote. Ian Conway, Central Aranda Senior Custodian. 4. It won't help Indigenous Australians. We all want to help Indigenous Australians in disadvantaged communities to close the gap and achieve reconciliation. However, more bureaucracy is not the answer. There are currently hundreds of Indigenous representative bodies at all levels of government, along with the National Indigenous Australians Agency, which has 1,400 staff. A centralised voice risks overlooking the needs of regional and remote communities. Quote, "A national voice cannot speak for country." End quote. Noongai Warren Mundine, AO, Australians for Unity board member and Bundjalung man. Right now, many voices are crying out for help in tackling devastating social problems in some remote communities. What's needed is action. Quote, "What we need in Canberra is ears, not a voice." End quote. Senator Jacinta Nampajimpa Price, Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians and Walpri Woman. 5. No issue is beyond its scope. This voice model isn't just to the Parliament, it goes much further, to all areas of executive government. That includes all government departments, agencies and other bodies, like the Reserve Bank. Decisions in relation to the economy, national security, infrastructure, health, education and more would all be within its scope. In the words of a member of the government's referendum working group, quote, "The voice will be able to speak to all parts of the government, including the cabinet, ministers, public servants and independent statutory officers and agencies, such as the Reserve Bank. It can't shut the voice up." End quote. Professors Megan Davis and Gabrielle Appleby. Footnote 3. In the words of a constitutional law professor who supports the voice, quote, "I think it's fatally flawed because what it does is retain the full range of review of executive action. This means the voice can comment on everything from submarines to parking tickets. We will have regular judicial interventions." End quote. Professor Greg Craven, AO. Footnote 4. Many legal experts have expressed concern about its scope, however their concerns have simply been overlooked. 6. It risks delays and dysfunction. The Australian Parliament deals with hundreds of pieces of legislation a year. This voice's scope goes beyond Parliament, covering departments, agencies and all areas of executive government. How would the voice handle this? If the voice is not satisfied with the way it has been consulted or a decision that is made, it could appeal to the courts. How long would this take? Many legal experts have warned this would cause considerable delays in decision-making. Quote, "The voice will almost certainly become a lightning rod for protracted debate about a vast array of current issues. Nearly every matter of current concern on the national agenda will be seen as having an Indigenous component of some kind." End quote. Nicholas Hasluck, AMKC, former WA Supreme Court judge. Footnote 5. The risk of legal appeals and delays means a risk of dysfunctional government. That is not good for Australia. 7. It opens the door for activists. The legal uncertainty and the absence of details raises the question, what comes next? Some voice supporters are upfront in saying this voice will be a first step to reparations and compensation and other radical changes. Quote, "This is the first step. It's a vital step, and it puts all the explanation behind it. Pay the rent, for example. How do we do that in a way that is transparent and that actually sees reparations and compensation to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?" End quote. Thomas Mayo, Referendum Working Group, footnote 6. The Uluru Statement from the Heart says a voice is a first step before a treaty and truth-telling. By definition, a treaty is an agreement between governments, not between one group of citizens and its government. A member of the government's referendum working group has described truth as leverage to lead to the abolishment of the old colonial institutions. Quote, "It is a way to further what we need for our people in any negotiations for treaties and for other things like legislation, reform, and abolishment of the institutions, the old colonial institutions that harm us." End quote. Thomas Mayo, Referendum Working Group, footnote 7. Already, many activists are campaigning to abolish Australia Day, change our flag, and other institutions and symbols important to Australians. Quote, "It's always been hashtag abolish Australia Day. Changing the date is a cop-out." End quote. Teela Reid, Referendum Engagement Group, footnote 8. If there is a constitutionally enshrined voice, these calls would grow louder. Quote, "Australians need to understand that the voice will be used to support the demands for recognition of coexisting sovereignty. A Makarrata Commission designed to produce a treaty and monetary compensation and a rewriting of Australian history. The potential for great irremediable harm to Australian society means the voice should never be incorporated into the Australian Constitution." End quote. Terence Cole, AO, RFD, KC, former New South Wales Supreme Court judge. Footnote 9. 8. It will be costly and bureaucratic. We don't know how much additional funding would be allocated to this voice. That's another detail that would only be determined after the referendum. There are currently hundreds of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander representative bodies at all levels of government. This year, the government has allocated $4.3 billion for the National Indigenous Australians Agency, which has 1,400 staff. This agency's website and corporate plan says, quote, "We ensure Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have a say in the decisions that affect them." End quote. There is no suggestion this voice will replace any of these. It will operate as one bureaucracy among many. 9. This voice will be permanent. This voice is not a trial or pilot program. It will not be in legislation that can be reversed. Once it is in the Constitution, it won't be undone. Once the High Court makes an interpretation, Parliament can't overrule it. We will be stuck with the negative consequences forever. 10. There are better ways forward. This referendum is not about simply recognising Indigenous Australians in the Constitution. That can be achieved without tying it to a risky, unknown and permanent voice. Recognition has the widespread support of Australians. However, this voice proposal is the problem. There are many Australians who oppose a voice on principle. Others might be willing to consider a less risky voice option, but the government has not given you this choice. When previous changes to the Constitution have been proposed, there has been a constitutional convention to properly consider options and details. No such process happened here. This process was rushed and heavy-handed. This approach isn't unifying or effective. It's divisive. This decision is yours. This is a very important decision. Unfortunately, the legitimate questions and concerns of many Australians have been dismissed. Fortunately, this referendum won't be decided by politicians, corporations, or celebrities. It will be decided by every Australian. It affects every Australian. If you don't know, vote no. More information. For information and updates, go to www.riskyvoice.com, www.oneandfree.au, www.australiansforunity.com.au. Footnotes. Footnote 1. The Australian, 17th of the 12th, 2022. Footnote 2. Parliamentary Inquiry Submission, 11th of the 4th, 2023. Footnote 3. The Australian, 1st of the 4th, 2023. Footnote 4. Daily Mail, 24th of the 3rd, 2023. Footnote 5. Parliamentary Inquiry Submission, 16th of the 4th, 2023. Footnote 6. Search, Foundation Speech, 12th of the 2nd, 2020. Footnote 7. Search, Foundation Speech, 12th of the 2nd, 2020. Footnote 8. Twitter, 24th of the 1st, 2023. Footnote 9. Spectator Australia, 6th of the 4th, 2023. Parliamentary Inquiry Submission, 19th of the 4th, 2023. End of the No case.